And now we remember this voice.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows.
Chris Cornell died early this morning at age 52. He was in Detroit on tour with his band Soundgarden. The Wayne County Medical Examiner says the cause of death was suicide. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Arguably one of the last huge scenes of rock music was the Seattle grunge scene, and one of its ushers was Soundgarden. Chris Cornell fronted Soundgarden with that type of fervor that only comes from true devotion.
I was probably 17 when I knew that that was what I was going to do with the rest of my life, no matter what that meant.
This is him talking to NPR in 2012.
Even if that meant that I had to be a dishwasher or a janitor to support being in a band that I love, I would be happy with that. So I feel fortunate that in spite of my lack of education, I didn't lack direction.
Cornell stopped school after the seventh grade. He was born in Seattle in 1964. In 2009, he told NPR that his musical taste was like a lot of kids.
I would hear John or Paul scream on a Beatles track, you know, and it was just so amazing as a nine-year-old kid to listen to that.
Unlike a lot of kids, he'd take that influence and Little Richards and James Browns and Frank Sinatra's, and he turned it into this. He formed Soundgarden in 1984, and by the mid-90s, they were huge. Billboard charts, platinum records, the Grammys. The band ended 14 years later, but Cornell continued singing, whether indulging in his softer side with his solo work.
I'm drinking dust with eyes of love.
Or being part of the monster supergroup Audioslave. It was around this time when Cornell came to terms with his drug and alcohol abuse and checked into rehab. He got clean and stayed prolific, with Audioslave and eventually reuniting with Soundgarden. Cornell was on tour with them when he died. The final song of their set last night, Slaves and Bulldozers. Andrew Limbaugh, NPR News.